It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. And it is officially football season.
About damn time.
I already have a bet in, Dan.
I know you do.
I already have a bet in.
I have a lot of bets in. I mean, they're all futures, but I have a lot of bets. That's not true. I have like 7 week one college football bets in already.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have one locked in. I have one that I'll be, I'm going to wait until the first game and then find out what the number will be for the second game.
Okay, we'll discuss that.
We will do week 0 on today's podcast. But today's a big NFL podcast. You don't want to miss this one. Win totals are a big thing. We went 4-1 last year in win totals, I believe.
NFL win totals, we went 6-2.
Who do we lose?
So...
Because I know last year we hit the Raiders.
We hit Raiders under. We hit the Patriots.
We pushed the Patriots.
Yeah. It was 6-2-1, right? Yeah, 6-2-1. We hit the Steelers under, which I told you, Mike Tomlin sucks.
I think it might have been the Chiefs that we lost.
We lost the Chiefs. Yeah. That is correct. Yep. There's one other team that we lost to. Damn, I can't. I didn't bring it up in front of me. We went 6-2-1. I actually went through this a couple of days ago because I was looking at all of our college records from last year too. Because I think we went 4-1 in totals. But did you know we actually crushed like a lot of conferences last year too?
Wow.
We had a lot more. The one thing we were terrible at last year was the Heisman. That was the one thing we really sucked at last year was the Heisman. Don't know how we'll do this year, but in the NFL last year. We hit everything. We hit the Rookie of the Year, obviously. Not that that was extremely tough, but still pretty good. We hit most of the division winners. Not all of them, but most of them. And we hit the Super Bowl winner.
That's right. So we'll have all that on today's show. Win totals, division, conference, Super Bowl, maybe some sleepers, college football week 0. We'll also get into the MVP of the NFL this year. Rookie of the Year, all that stuff here throughout the show today. So, again, you can find us on Twitter at OverUnder985. I appreciate everybody who left reviews.
Yeah, a lot of guys left reviews. So, thank you if you did. A lot of them.
And at one point this week, Dan, we were one of the top 100 downloaded podcasts in the country.
Pretty impressive.
So, we got to keep that going as we're here all football season long. So, just to recap last week quickly, we went through every single conference and made predictions. We will look at that later on in the year. I enjoyed the last two podcasts because it's like getting the blood going. College football's back. It starts tonight. We're recording this on a Saturday. So this is going to drop probably before the Florida.
We'll 100% game. Be out before. I'm going to drop it right after we're done.
Boom. So we'll have the picks on that, so stay tuned for that. And I'm sure if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you know who we like. But lines do change.
I've had a change of heart in Miami game.
Okay, lines change, as we all tell you. So I just want to get into it quickly. Win totals. Here's how I base them off of. And, you know, it's funny. Like, everyone's like, oh, hey, you know, how do you look at it? Like, dude, you use your own judgment at times. But, like, for me, I am out on a few teams. The Giants, out. Bengals, out. Like, there are teams that I want nothing. I don't even want anything to do with the Raiders. Like, there are just some teams that I look at, I want nothing to do with in the NFL. But there are some teams I do want some action on. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, the Jets, like Buffalo. Like, I am interested in all of those teams and their win totals this year. And, like, Carolina's a team that's going to be interesting. What's going to happen with Arizona and their rookie quarterback? Are Tampa Bay going to finally be for real? Is Detroit going to absolutely shit the bed like they've done every year? Jimmy Garoppolo was one of the bets we lost last year, the 49ers.
It was the 49ers over.
That was another one.
You nailed it.
Who knows what happens with the Titans? Do the Texans bounce back? What's going on with the Seahawks? Are the Ravens for real? Do the Falcons? What's happening with Zeke Elliott and the Cowboys? Like, the NFL is, there's a lot of storylines.
And we've done college football the past 2 weeks, and it's been awesome. Like, I love college football. I know you love yourself some college football too, Joe. But, like, around here, NFL is king. NFL is effing king. So this is it. I know when we've gotten ready the past 2 weeks, and it's been awesome. I love college football. Like, there are times during the season where I'm like, yeah, college football might be better than the NFL. The actual product might be better than the NFL. But in reality, the NFL is king. It's certainly king around here. It's all about ratings and, you know, the NFL is king in ratings as well. We crushed the NFL last year. We did very well. We did very well in college football. Let me tell you this, Joe, and I'm sure you do too. I have two win totals this year. I maxed out at 3 books.
Wow.
I maxed them out, laid as much money as I possibly could. And I have another that I love. So let me tell you this, it's all in the same division, by the way.
Interesting. I'll throw this out quickly. You can actually bet on, do you think a team's going to make the playoffs or not?
Correct.
And I'll just throw this one out there. I bet on the Green Bay Packers to make the playoffs this year. And I believe it was like minus 135.
I'm surprised it was that high.
I tried to get it at plus money, but I like the Packers to win. And just to kind of like start this segment off, obviously the top win total this year is the Patriots at 11.
11 and a half now.
Really? So, okay. Yeah. All right. And it's then moved. The Dolphins are 4.5. So if we just start there, Dan, I think we know the story with the Patriots. You bet the over. There's no other bet for me for the Patriots besides betting the over. Last year you pushed. If it was 11.5, you would have lost. But 11.5, I don't like that line, by the way.
So I got it at 11. I actually think I went on the podcast during the offseason, and I actually think I gave out the Patriots over 11. I don't remember. We're not going to count it towards our record because that's unfair. But I do believe that I gave it out sometime during the offseason, winter, basketball time, maybe, with the Patriots over 11 because they hit the over every year. Now, again, I agree with you. So I was on the Jones Show last night with Arcan. It was me, Ryan, solo back there. And someone called in. Asked, you know, what do you think about the Patriots total 11.5? My answer is, I don't think you can play 11.5. I think it's 11 or nothing because I have them spotted at 11-5 this year or 12-4. That's why I have the Patriots.
Yeah, and I don't think you can buy half a point when it comes to win total.
So the only place that you can is 5 dimes.
Interesting.
5 dimes is the only place. So for instance, I'm looking at the totals right now. So for Arizona, for the Cardinals, they have over 6.5, over, or they have 6.5, 6, 5.5, 5, 4.5, 4, 3.5. So they have a bunch of options. The only site that I know of that actually lays out options for you like that, which is why I love their win totals. I actually withdrew all my money from 5 dimes. So I'll be depositing a bit more because I want to max out these totals in the next few weeks, college and NFL.
Okay, so but as far as the Patriots go, 11's the number.
Yeah.
If you go, and I would go over on that. I would never fade that number.
Agreed.
I agree. Over 11, I probably wouldn't touch it at 11.5.
Agreed.
Okay, so we agree on that one. And if we just went to the worst one, Dolphins 4.5. Dolphins are interesting. Brian Flores is coming in, defensive-minded coach. They have some talent on defense. There's no doubt there. Playing in Miami is also an advantage for them. They had some quality wins last year, but overall they suck. I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably going to be the guy, but Josh Rosen is probably someone they should build around a little bit, and he played better in the preseason this week.
It sounds like Fitzpatrick early, and then they're going to move to Rosen. That's what it sounds like.
They have a good running game, Kenyon Drake. They have some quality receivers on the team. Kenny Stills, who had an interesting week as well. The win total is 4.5. I think they're going to suck for one of the top quarterbacks next year. I automatically, Dan, and I won't even look at their schedule. I don't even want to look at their schedule. I lean under 4.5. Now, they won 7 games last year, though. So are they worse than the 7 games they won last year? And if you take away that Patriots game, they still won. They won 6 games.
Yeah. Their schedule is much harder this year. But we can pull up the schedule,
like
a little bit. But
Buffalo is going to be tough for them. The Jets are going to be tough for them.
Yeah.
They play the Patriots twice.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're losing 2 with the Patriots this year, probably at least 1. Here's the thing. Flores does kind of give a different perspective about how to beat Bill, and in that division, we know that Bill struggles against his counterparts. For instance, Matt Patricia last year, the Lions beat the Patriots, and no one expected the Lions to beat the Patriots. I think they beat them pretty badly, too. I can't remember the score off the top of my head, but it wasn't a very close game. The most money ever bet on a team, ever, on a football night, was on the Patriots on that line. I think it was Patriots -7. Obviously, they lost outright, so not great. I will say this, Joe. I lean the Miami under.
Yeah.
Not that I'm, and this is not a play for me. And I think that maybe we should start doing alphabetical after this, but Miami under to me seems like the play because I think that Fitzpatrick will give you something in weeks 1 and week 2 early. You don't want, Flores going to have to mix in a lot very early on, kind of see what you have. Then you're gonna let Rosen take over because you invest in a 3rd-round pick in the kid. You're not going to not see what he has. There's no reason to invest a 3rd-round pick and then not see what he has. Because if Rosen somehow explodes this year, you don't need to use a top pick next year,
right?
Quarterback.
You can go use it on Judy from Alabama or somebody like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So in my opinion, I think that they are going to go to Rosen early because they want to see what that kid can do. That's my honest opinion.
Just seen a report, Pro Football Talk. Dolphins could trade or cut Kenny Stills, Rashad Jones, and Kiko Alonso. That also could happen.
Alonso sounds like he's gone. That's been floated out there a few days ago. Rashad Jones, if they cut Rashad Jones, that means they're tanking. Kenny Stills, I get. I like the player. He's on my fantasy team, my dynasty league team. I don't like his, he's a distraction.
Yep.
Just, and again, everyone will disagree about this topic and how you feel. At the end of the day, regardless of how you feel about the topic and regardless of how you feel about it, because I actually don't care about it. If you want to kneel, go ahead. It doesn't bother me, but it is a distraction for your team. Okay. That's the bottom line. So I get also cutting him. I do. Especially since Flores is testing him. Let's move on from Miami.
What I think we should do here, Dan, is let's pause. We'll take a breather, and we'll just start hammering these win totals, kind of going from the top and all the way down, top to bottom. We'll really hammer it out. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at @OverUnder985. We've been getting a ton of tweets. Leave your reviews. You can do that on iTunes. You can listen to the podcast wherever. You can listen to podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever, in your car. But this is the week you want to do it. And just to throw this out here, this upcoming week is like a getaway week. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. There'll be college football on pretty much starting on Thursday, I believe.
Yep.
Right through the whole entire weekend. So my suggestion is there's going to be tons of fantasy football drafts happening right now. And then before you know it, it'll be Labor Day weekend. You're going to come home on that. You're going to go back to work on Tuesday, and there's going to be a Thursday night football game. And then it's going to be Sunday football. It's going to hit you like that. So my suggestion, listen to this podcast next week. And before you go away or while you're on vacation,
listen to this podcast this weekend.
And yes. But I did this a couple of years. When I first really started betting, I was I was in New Hampshire in the mountains. All I had was my phone, no television, no nothing. And I just looked at gambling odds and win totals. And I bet a few win totals and I crushed. So this is the time to really look at it. If you want to get into some action, if you don't want to bet on games weekly, I'm telling you, win totals is the reason why you should bet. It gives you a rooting interest. And that's why I like betting on them. And again, the Patriots, 11 wins last year. That Miami game could have been the difference of cashing. It could have been the difference of cashing. And it didn't. So, but I'm teasing one right now. I like the Packers this year, and we'll talk about them coming up next. We'll take a quick breather. Win totals here on Over Under 985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
It's Over Under 98.5. It's time to get that notepad out on your phone. I like to send myself emails, Dan. That's kind of how I do it.
Yep.
I go right to my email and I'll save it on Gmail.
That's same thing.
So if you listen to this podcast, here you go. And you can use it against us all year long. So Dan wants to do alphabetical, which I can't do.
Why don't we just do whatever? Who cares? Why just pull up the list? Let's do it.
All right, fine. Let's go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, we'll start with Kansas City because you want to start with the Patriots or the Chiefs?
Oh, we did Patriots.
All right, yeah. Patriots over at 11, at 11 and a half, no play. Do we agree?
Agree.
Okay, yeah, over at 11, 11 and a half, I would stay away from it.
Kansas City Chiefs, 10 and a half. They won 12 games last year. I feel regression. But can they go 11-5? Absolutely.
Did they? I mean, they lost Hunt, obviously. Hunt was a big part of that offense. People forget about how explosive he was. Here's the thing, though, Joe. And again, you know when you got to take your L's, you know when you're wrong. I was way, 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 way wrong on Patrick Mahomes. That's probably one of my worst calls I've ever made. Way wrong on Patrick Mahomes. So because of that, you think he's going to get worse this year?
Well,
I just...
Dan, I'll be honest with you. He can't get any better, can he?
I mean, I think they probably can. Just defensively. Because their defense was so porous.
Okay, absolutely on that point.
So,
but they lost D Ford. They lost some players.
Yeah, here. But they also brought in a few playmakers. Like, it wasn't like they lost D Ford and brought in
They got Okafor Jones. Nadi up front. Frank Clark's now going to be
They traded for Clark. Clark was the guy they got to replace for, which he's not as much of a speed rusher. He's not going to get as many sacks, but he will also set the edge for you. So, technically, I mean, he is kind of – that's a Patriots-type move. Trade the speed rusher for a guy who sets the edge, and maybe a few less sacks.
And they got Tyrann Mathieu now.
Correct.
And Kendall Fuller is going to be
– I mean, Matthew's a playmaker, too, if he stays healthy. No Eric Berry, obviously, this year, but
–
the fact is that defense looks better than it did last year, in my opinion. You know, I'm over, Joe. I'm over on Kansas City 10.5. I don't love this play. This is not one of my top plays. But I told you guys, I was going to give it a lot of plays. Kansas City over 10.5 wins PP. I like that. I do. I think that that is... I don't think that they're going to regress that much. I think they have a legit quarterback. And while the coach is a bonehead in the playoffs, in the regular season, I kind of trust the guy. And especially off the bye, you know you're getting an automatic win. Andy Reid off the bye. Like, so To me, over 10.5, I like it.
Okay, PP. Listen, the team should go 11-5 this year. So on a safe bet, I think over is the play. But if you fade them, you can. You can definitely fade that. Now, here's where I start. You already went to the defense and they improved there. But Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Damian Williams, Carlos Hyde.
Hyde's gone. I mean, I think that they're going to cut Hyde. Darwin Thompson is going to be there. He was the guy taking the goal line, plays on, the other night in preseason.
But like I think Sammy Watkins?
I mean, listen, I don't love Watkins. He's probably not a true number one, but again, that's another guy. It's just, you're just adding another guy. And that guy's good. I mean, Chris Conley is still a productive player. Like, they have good offensive talent. They probably have, let's face it now, the best tight end in football. I don't like it. I don't like the player. I think he's a D-bag. But Travis Kelce, and he sucks blocking-wise. He's the best receiving tight end in football.
Okay. I think we both lean over. At the same time, the offense, I think, is the question mark this year.
I definitely feel stronger about it than you do. Okay. It's a PP for me, definitely not for Joe.
Nope. So. No, I mean... Listen, should they go 11-5? It's probably disappointing if they go 11-5, right? Considering everything that that happened last year. So, moving on. The Los Angeles Rams won 13 games last year and went to the Super Bowl and lost. Their win total is 10.5. Again, in that division, you probably lean over 10.5.
I feel like they'll probably get caught a few times this year. Maybe it's because I think the coach is so young and the quarterback was so good last year. I just think that you want to talk about some regression. I think this is a team I would circle for regression. It almost reminds me of the Niners teams a couple years ago with like Kaepernick and everything. And they were so good. They won. They went on the streak for a couple years and they regressed a little bit. I think you'll see a little bit of regression here. 10.5, this is a no play for me. I would lean under, Joe.
Ooh.
Small lean to the under, yeah.
Well, Cup's coming back. That's going to be huge for them.
And by the way, I do think it's down the 10 most places.
Wow.
It's -110 at 5 dimes for the over and the under at 10. -145 for the under at 10.5. I do lean under either way. Just think of it, the NFC is getting harder. They'll probably end up facing a few good teams. Yeah. A lot of tape on them now.
One thing, if you like their defense... They got Clay Matthews, and they got Eric Weddle.
Yep. Weddle is a huge signing. I think more than Matthews.
Yeah. And listen, Matthews is just going to run after the quarterback. And I think, one thing with Matthews is I do think he can play inside. I know a lot of people think he can't, but I do. I think they're going to improve. The story for this team is Todd Gurley. That's the story for them.
It's true. We didn't even talk about that.
If Todd Gurley, I really don't know. But they did draft Darrell Henderson.
Who, by the way, has looked horrible because he's coming from a zone running scheme.
Yeah, where like he's not a blocker.
He does not look good. He does not look good in their system.
They also had CJ Henderson on their team.
No, I know. But I mean, just like Henderson does not look like he fits the system. I don't know if that's going to work.
He's probably not going to be an every down back just based off the fact that he can't block. So you lean under on that one, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if they get 13 wins, but I think they win 11.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll leave it there. You lean under.
You have no PP on it, I assume?
I got nothing on that one.
All right, let's move on.
New Orleans Saints. Now, motivation. Number one. Motivated team.
Pissed off.
Won 13 games last year. I feel like they have to go over the total. And everywhere I've looked, I just mentioned 10.5. I saw 10 at some places.
It's at 10, though, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I saw
over 10. Over 10, -115, under -105.
So, the Saints should be a good team. But the one thing I will say about them, some years they're on, some years they're off. The motivation factor should absolutely be there. But we've seen this before, Dan. How many times has a team got screwed and you think they're going to be good the next year and then they suck? They're a Drew Brees injury away from being nothing.
But Teddy Bridgewater's still their backup, I believe. I do think that the Saints are a good team. to me, this is a sort of similar situation. I do think that this team has a better chance of replicating the season that they had last year based upon the fact that they built a lot around their running game. You know, they lost Mark Ingram, but they brought in Latavius Murray. How much of a drop-off is that? I don't know. They still have a very good wide receiving core. They didn't lose much off the defense. I don't know. To me, this team does have a good – it feels to me that, you know, this is a chance of repeating. This is not a play for me, but I like the over. You had to ask me, I'd probably lean the over 10.
Defense is still going to be a story with them. One pickup that they did have was Jared Cook, who I think will be an upgrade for them at the tight end position.
Who they have last year?
Ben Watson.
That's very self-explanatory. That's definitely an upgrade.
So I'm a little torn on the Saints. I wouldn't bet it. But I think that there's a motivation factor there. Agreed.
If they make the playoffs, man, I mean, look out. That is a team that is pissed off, and rightfully so. Let's also not discount the fact, Joe, that is a team that might get more pass interference penalties going their way than any other team in the league. And again, I hate to break it down for the people who don't believe that the NFL is, you know, whatever, but guess what? This is how stuff works out. They got screwed last year. Do not be surprised if they get a few more pass interference plays than they should.
Jeez. All right, moving on. This one, now we're getting interesting. The Indianapolis Colts line is set at 9.5. They won 10 games last year.
I have it at 10.
What do you think?
Under. Right now, I mean, and again, this is to me, first off, they might be in the hardest division in football. You know, you have the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a legit quarterback who's not named Blake Bortles.
They look good in the preseason.
Nick Foles looks pretty good. D.D. Westbrook. I mean, that they look good in the preseason. D.J. Chark has looked good. They have a plethora of wide receiver options. They have a running back in Leonard Fournette. They have an elite defense. We know that. Josh Allen, the kid from Kentucky last year,
yeah.
I watched him play. I can't remember who they played the other night. He was a wrecking crew. Forget about the entire defense, Joe. He was the best player on the field. He was a wrecking crew in that game. I'll tell you this. Indy already has quarterback trouble with Luck. You know that guy is a walking injury, okay? They are, you know, they have to face Tennessee, who's gotten better, Jacksonville, who's gotten better, and Houston, who's good. They're not getting 10 wins this year. They're not.
I'll give you just a couple of things when it comes to the Colts quickly. I don't think Eric Ebron's going to have the year that he did last year.
No way. And I have Ebron on my fantasy team. No way.
Their wide receiving core is still interesting. Under. I'm PPing under on the Colts.
I almost want to do that, but just because I have a bunch more I'm going to give out. But I agree. Under 10 for me. That division is ridiculous. Like, if you're the Colts, wouldn't you be happy with escaping that division with 3 wins? Maybe 4?
Oof.
Like, really?
That's a tough division. You're right about that.
I mean, you have to face Jacksonville with a legit quarterback.
Tennessee
now
is make or break this year.
But Tennessee's gotten better.
Yeah.
And every Vrabel's a good coach. And Houston, we know, is good. It's tough. You're asking for 10 wins out of that team. There is some true regression with that team to me. And we saw it in the divisional round last year. They sucked.
Lean Colts under. Another interesting line here, Philadelphia Eagles. I see 9.5. I don't know what you have it at. They won 9 games last year. They made the playoffs. That was with Nick Foles. They actually made it to the past the divisional round.
This is up to 10.5 now, Joe.
Wow.
Yeah, I have 10.5. Let's see, at 10, I have the over at -135, the under at +115. The over 10.5 at +105, under 10.5 at -125. Because the disparity is lower, I'd say 10.5. That's also the line I have in my local. To me, Philadelphia is a straight old under.
Huh.
They get played by the Redskins every year tough. No matter who is there, the Redskins always play them tough. Okay. They're gonna have to face the Cowboys, who I think are continuously getting better each year. You know, they're going to be a tough team. And the Giants, who always play them tough. I mean, the Giants have taken how many games from the past few years when they weren't favored. I got to be honest with you, I don't love the 10.5 here because of the division. I would definitely say the under for me on Philadelphia is the play.
All right, so here's where I look at Philadelphia. Jordan Howard's now going to be carrying the rock. That was one of their biggest issues last year. They did not really have a solid running game whatsoever.
They also drafted Miles Sanders, by the way.
Yep, yeah, and he's going to contribute. They still have Darren Sproles, Smallwood.
And Josh Adams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he was good last year,
Corey
too.
Clement, who shouldn't have caught that touchdown in the playoffs. Whatever. But DeSean Jackson's back, right? They're gonna have Alshon Jeffrey, Al Galore, DeSean Jackson. You know, obviously they're tight ends that they have.
Don't forget Arsenga White, that kid who has been having a monster preseason.
They're a solid team, Dan.
Offensively, yeah, I agree.
They're a solid team.
Look at them defensively.
And that's the thing. Their corners sucked.
There we go.
Their corners sucked last year. Terrible. And I'm looking at it here. Avante Maddox, Rasul Douglas, Orlando Scandrick's been around for years. I believe they drafted the kid Harris, I believe. That's going to be the issue for them. Like Malcolm Jenkins, we know he's good. McLeod's going to be in there. But for the most part, they're secondary. In that division, though, Kirk Cousins likes to throw the ball. Dak, I mean, Amari Cooper's still a big, you know, Witten's coming back. They're going to be a different-looking team if Zeke's not there, but still. The Giants, phew, and we'll talk about them later.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
I'm staying away from this line. I'm not touching this window.
No, I mean, I'm not touching neither. Where would you lean? Say it's 10.5. Where are you leaning?
10.5, I'm going under. It's going to come down to the Cowboys and Eagles, and it's going to come down to probably the final game of the year, like always. And then one of them will get in, and maybe they'll play each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Here's the Eagles' schedule, just to quickly go over it. They open at home versus the Redskins. Probably a win, but Redskins play them tough. Then they go at Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to do to do better this year.
They're going to throw on them.
Yep. Then they have the Lions at home.
Okay.
Nice. I think that's a win there. Packers on the road. Got to go to Green Bay. Tough game early in the season.
On the road.
Then you have the Jets at home. Jets are better. Don't sleep on the Jets either. The Vikings, then they have to go 3 road games in a row. At the Vikings, at the Cowboys, at the Bills.
And they
always a tough game.
And the thing is, they could like look ahead. You know, the Bills, they could lose because of the Cowboys.
But everyone not named Tom Brady, that's a tough game. Going to Buffalo. Home versus the Bears, good team. Home versus the Patriots, really good team. Home versus the Seahawks, another good team. So they're getting the good teams at home, which is a good sign. Then they go at Miami in December. Probably going to be cold there, which is good, but still. Home versus the Giants. Then this is where really I think you decide it. At the Redskins, home versus the Cowboys, at the Giants. Finish up with 4 divisional opponents. To me, that's tough, and that's the reason I have them under.
Tough schedule. I'm not touching that one. Chargers, Melvin Gordon, what is the story? We've heard reports that he could be back for week 1. Just forget about the win total because they won 12 games last year. Do you see them as an improved team?
No. I mean, what's happening so far is what we usually see happen with them. Training camp injuries. I mean, they already lost their safety.
Yeah, Darwin James.
Yep, he's out for pretty much the entire season. He might be eligible to come back from the postseason. So he's gone. Sounds like Melvin Gordon is going to sit out a while. I mean, I know there was a report yesterday that was positive on that, but I have a...
The Keenan Allen thing's always up in the air.
Yeah, I like the Chargers. Early on, when I was just initially looking before free agency, I thought this team's going to overtake Kansas City, but... We always say that about them. They always kind of come down to earth. And we saw the Patriots expose them in the playoffs by running the ball. You run the rock, you will get smacked. I don't feel good about the Chargers this year. However, Joe, 10 wins, kind of feel like that's right on the point. Kind of where I'm feeling. I'd say I'd actually lean over 10. But I don't feel good about it, and I'm not playing it. But that would be my lean.
Their defense should be good. I know no Derwin James, but that defense should still be good.
Yeah.
they should win the division.
I think Kansas City should win that division.
Oh, I mean, so they should make the playoffs is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't love it. I could also see them winning 9 games and just missing out.
Yeah, laying off that one. So it looks like we really like one total so far.
Well, you like Indy under.
I like Indy under.
What was the one I like? I like the Chiefs over. So okay. To me, you know, so.
How about the Bears?
Yeah, so I don't even know.
I mean, the two most inflated teams in football right now are the Cleveland Browns and the Chicago Bears.
So I learned this long ago. Every media darling, almost every year. Now, it's not always. I'd say probably about 70% of the time, those teams flop. It was the Bucs a couple years ago, the Jaguars the year after, they flopped. You know, it was the Bills a year or two after that, they flopped. Like, there's always a media darling. Feels to me this year, that's the Chicago Bears. It feels like everyone loves them so much. I'm lower on Mitch Trubisky. I was a big fan of him going into last year. I don't think he was great last year. I don't. I'm going to be lower on Chicago. I'm going to say under 9 wins for Chicago this year. I think Chicago's probably at 9, but here's the thing, Joe. I agree. I like Green Bay. I like Minnesota. To me, it's an under.
I'm going to go under for the sake of the fact to the point you just made about how they're just every year that some teams are higher than the other. They don't have a kicker. They don't have a kicker.
Nope, still don't.
Their defense is going to be good. I think Mitch Trubisky will be good. Are the Vikings going to be better? Yes.
Yes.
Are the Packers going to be better? Yes. To me, I would not touch this one, but I know a lot of people want to. So I see 9.5. What do you see that?
I have 9, but yeah, 9.5 is where it's at.
So 9.5
is
tough.
Too.
9?
9.5, I feel good about an under. I do. I mean, it's going to be heavily juiced. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at 9, I have 9 minus 110 on 5 dimes, but minus 110 both ways. To me, it's an under. But 9.5, I do feel pretty good about under. It's just not the juice. I don't want to lay the minus 130 or minus 140, whatever it is. So I just, you know, it's one of those teams. Every single year we kind of blow one of these teams. You know, everyone gets the media darlings. I think there's 2 this year, and I'm going to be under on both. And the other one I'm going to be under much harder.
So the next team is the Packers, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I like the Packers over 9 wins. I have the Packers to make the playoffs. I think they're going to be a better team this year. Jimmy Graham's going to be back. Mercedes Lewis, they picked up. They drafted Jay Sternberger, who I think is a really good fit for that team. The kid played at Texas A&M.
He's basically a wide receiver, just gives Rodgers another target.
But Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, like they still have that. They got Dexter Williams.
They are deep at wide receiver.
Davante Adams is going to be their top guy. And then they drafted a couple of kids, Shepard and Malik Taylor, from what I believe.
They also still have Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Yep.
Equanimeous St. Brown just got hurt. He's out 4 to 6 weeks, so I don't know where he stands. But last couple weeks of the season, he really came on last year. That team is deep offensively. It's the defense that we know has been the issue the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And then they drafted Rashawn Gary that's supposed to take over for Clay Matthews.
He just got carted off the other night in the preseason game.
Oh, no.
I haven't heard anything or I haven't read anything. I haven't heard anything, which is usually good news. Usually it's, you know, usually when you don't hear anything, usually that's good.
And then they got Za'Darius Smith from Baltimore at linebacker as well. So I'm going over. I just feel like this is now Aaron Rodgers' team. He's already called out the coach. But I'm just, this is the team that I think people are down on, that I'm still not down on. Put my money where my mouth is. Over 9 wins. Green Bay Packers, PP. They're just one of my favorite teams to bet.
I like them too. I think that, you know, they had a down year last year. It was time for McCarthy to go. I like, you know, kind of everything they've done, kind of the offseason they've had, you know, LaFleur, whatever. I think that this is, you know, a team that I like the fact that they sat 30 players on a shortened, terrible field in Winnipeg. To me, that reads smart coaching decision. You know, then he lost St. Brown anyways, but like, you know, they and they lost what's his face. But I mean, the fact is that they're, you know, they're making smart coaching decisions just from the outlook. I think 9 is right, Joe. To me, I have the over 9 too. Not a PP for me though.
Dan, the Cleveland Browns.
So
pregnant pause.
Yeah, well, I'm pulling them up right over here.
So okay, so let's just.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns are the darlings. They're okay. The darlings.
But are they actually? Because, I'll give you a perfect example. And Liverpool just scored, so I'm pissed right now. Here's a I'm watching the Liverpool-Arsenal game. Here's a perfect example of a team that everyone is down on because the Browns. A couple years ago, if we would take away the Cleveland Browns name, if you look at this team on the field, what do you have them as? One of the top two or three teams in the NFL, probably. It's the fact that the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. And everyone, so Felger Maz did the segment the other day talking about this specific division. I think to me, this is the easiest division to read by far. To me, this is the easiest, simplest division to read. They took like 20 calls, not kidding. Who do you like in this division? Every single person who called, this is not a joke. I like the Steelers over. I like the Browns under. I like the Ravens under. Every single person. There was not a single one who went the other way. You guys are all fucking idiots. Wrong.
So why though? I mean, no, because Pittsburgh, no one's talked about.
Okay, no. I disagree. Everyone thinks Pittsburgh's going to be good. No, but everyone.
But who's talking about them though?
Dude, everyone. Like, I mean,
What have they done? They have no excitement on their team.
Perfect example. I was just in the room with Tucker Silva. I love Tucker. Tucker's one of my boys. I said
Fantasy football show.
I go, what do you think about that division? He goes, I like Pittsburgh. Will Brinson, I love Will Brinson.
I heard him last night.
He came last night on the Jones Show. Will Brinson's one of my favorite dudes. I love his podcasts. He loves the Steelers. Everyone loves the Steelers. Why?
Well, it's funny because Dan, I've heard you are right to the point where like everyone's just fading the Browns or the Ravens. My whole thing is I've heard nothing about the Steelers. I don't even know.
Exactly,
like,
but everyone loves
I've
them.
I've heard nothing about them.
But everyone loves them.
Like, I don't even know who's going to replace Antonio Brown.
Cleveland Brown, is the win total's at 9. Lock it the fuck up. Over. Over. Giant over. That is a massive over on Cleveland over 9.
Can we use that as a promo?
Yes, I will bleep that out. Massive over. Lock it up. I don't say lock it up. There's no such thing as a lock. Lock it up. I don't care. That is an over if there ever was one. The Browns are going to be good this year. I know they have egos. I know that their coaches, you know, whatever. I don't love the coach, to be fair. I don't love the coach. I know that Odell Beckham Jr. was a distraction in New York. I get that. You know what else I get? They're talented. They might have the best wide receiver duo in football. They have the best running back duo in football. They have an incredibly good defense. Guys who are all over that defense who are top number one picks. Myles Garrett. No one ever talks about that kid. Guys all over that defense who are talented. Baker Mayfield. I don't love as a quarterback, but I think he's good. And a good quarterback with all that talent. By the way, did you see the Baker Mayfield commercial the other day?
I did.
Covering his left eye.
I did.
You know what that means? Illuminati. That dude is in the Illuminati now, straight up. That's not a joke either. Not a conspiracy, by the way. The Cleveland Browns over 9 should be your largest future of the year. Without a question. If this was anyone but Cleveland, we'd be giving them like, we'd be, this win total would probably be at 11. This is the easiest win total of the year. You should take Cleveland over 9. You should put them to, you should, depending on the price, have some money on them to win the division. You should have them dabbling some money to win the AFC, and you should have some money on them to win the Super Bowl. They are that talented. They are that good. This team is good. That's my feeling.
I think that they are better on defense. I love Greedy Williams. That's like one of my guys. But him and Denzel Ward, like even if Greedy plays the slot, like it's pretty good. They're better.
He might be one of the best young corners in football. If he's not the best young corner in football.
And I know he's got some issues people don't like, but
guys, we said the same thing about the Rams. They had Tlaib, they had Sue, they had all these guys last year with these big personalities, and they were successful. I understand it's Cleveland. I understand the culture. I understand how terrible they have been. If you fail to bet on the Cleveland Browns this year, consider your offseason betting on the NFL a failure. I guarantee, Joe, this team will have 9 wins or more. You will not lose your money on an over 9. I have maxed this out at 3 books now.
It's his
biggest bet. They're going to win.
So I'm not touching it.
I didn't convince him. Close enough. I convinced myself.
So I will tell you this. I did take the over for the Browns last year.
They hit.
So I had to, because it's like the lowest one. I had to take it. Like, while we're on it, Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? So let's hammer it out for a little bit here. We know Roethlisberger's back. James Conner. They got Benny Snell, your guy. That's your guy.
I like him. I like Jalen Samuels better, to be
honest.
All
right, Juju Smith-Schuster.
I like
Dante
Juju.
Dante Moncrief.
I don't like him.
Ryan Switzer.
Don't like him.
They got Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he was...
Eli Rogers.
He was good at... I can't remember what lower-level school he went to last year. Was it Fresno State or whatever? Yeah, whatever it was. That wasn't Deontay Johnson. That was Deshaun. Sorry. Keep going.
Anyways, I was trying to look up with Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo. That's right. You're Matt guy.
But, you know, and then they still got a good defense, man. Like...
Not really.
9 wins over or under.
Under! Over on the Browns, under on the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, terrible head coach. Have you guys recognized that? I told you that last year. Have you guys started to find where he was? Oh, this guy maybe can't coach talent. Oh, wait, this guy always trusts the quarterback. Not that Antonio Brown is a sane individual, because he's not. But nonetheless, you're losing talent left and right. You've lost Le'Veon Bell. You've lost Antonio Brown. I understand Juju Smith-Schuster is a good player. This team is going to suck. I'm telling you right now, I'd be shocked if this team got 7 wins. Be shocked. I think this team is going to be in the bottom barrel of the division with Cincinnati. I think this team sucks. I think that this team is going to be garbage. Like, this is for instance, week 1 versus the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots because I think this team sucks. I think Mike Tomlin sucks as a head coach. And I think that there's a specific reason that he's still the head coach there, because that owner does not get rid of head coaches. Stupid. Stupid. Any other team fires Mike Tomlin last year. Bad coach, so, bad team. They're going under 9, guaranteed, massive PP. Lock it up. Browns over, Steelers under. If you bet the over, you're going to lose your money.
What did the Steelers do to you?
Nothing. They're a bad team. They're going to be a bad team this year.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Everyone thinks...
I mean, I will say this. Dante Moncrief, woof.
I mean, seriously. Everyone thinks the Steelers
are... Antonio Brown or...
Exactly.
I'd rather have a crazy Antonio Brown. A crazy one.
Dude, think about it like this. Everyone thinks the Steelers are going to win when they've lost players. Everyone thinks the Browns are not going to be as good when they've only added players. Some of the best players in football.
And
you guys are crazy.
Players. Okay. We know how Dan feels. I'm out. I have no play. Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, I'll go back to calm Dan now.
9 wins I have.
Wow, really? It's that high?
Yeah, they won 8 games last year.
Wow.
So I'm 9. Going under right away.
Wow, it is 9.
Going under. We can't like the Bears and like the Packers.
I don't like the Bears. I have the Bears under.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Packers.
But I think that you can like the Packers and like the Vikings.
I don't like the Vikings because of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I don't really have a strong feel about this one either way.
Yeah, like, this is, like, to me, I have a boring team to bet.
But again, Madison is a good running back. I like him more than Cook. I like what Diggs and Thielen is one of the best wide receiver combos in the league. It's hard to argue with the talent that they have offensively. It's going to come from their defense. What do you have defensively? A couple years ago, this was one of the best teams in football. What do you have defensively? You know, that's really what it's... What it's going to end up being, Joe. I think this team has a chance to go over 9. I do. If you're asking me to play a lean, I'd probably lean over 9 Minnesota.
Okay, we're going to do 3 more games, take a breather, because then all the playoff teams are out. This one's good. Dallas Cowboys, 9. They won 10 games last year.
What are your thoughts?
So immediately, I'm on the over. I think we saw something in Dak Prescott at the end of last year where he realized he needs to use his legs. He needs to use his ability. I think the Amari Cooper connection is only going to improve.
Agreed. Jason Witten being back.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but at least it's a comfort level.
But that's the thing. But it doesn't matter. You're not expecting Witten to be some sort of godsend. But think of him as like a Antonio Gates late in his career. That's kind of how I think of him. Just a guy to get you a first down. Constantly. First down, first down, first down. Not breaking big plays, but just a first down blanket. I agree with you. I think this is an over. If I didn't, to me, you know what? Screw it. I like Dallas over 9 PP. I think that this is a really good team.
Can I give you a player on their team? I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb.
I like Cobb. You know who else is going to be good this year, Joe? Sleeping. Tony Pollard. That kid has looked really good in preseason. Drafted him in my Dynasty League. I think that kid can play some running back. He was good in college. You know,
what are you, Memphis, right?
Yep. No, he can spell Ezekiel Elliott, too. Like, that kid can play.
I'm going over Cowboys.
I like that,
because
too.
I'm going to watch them every week. They're going to be on national television. Like, that's a team I can root for. I'm going over in that total.
I don't even care about rooting for them. I just think that they're going to win that division.
I'm a huge Jalen Smith fan, too.
And he just got locked up. I think Ezekiel, he'll probably get signed. He'll probably get the contract. It'll be fine.
All right, two more before we take a quick break. Baltimore Ravens, 8.5. Last year, they won 10 games.
Over. Lamar Jackson is going to explode into one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I was wrong about him. I really didn't like him coming out of college. He looks phenomenal. He was impressive, and he's only going to get better. That was his rookie year and half a season. He's only going to get better. Lamar Jackson's going to be a very good player in this league. Baltimore added a great wide receiver. I love Hollywood Brown. I thought that was a fantastic pick. Over. For the Baltimore Ravens, that is a double PP, two-unit PP. By the way, I'm maxing out Cleveland over and Pittsburgh under, so you can play them at whatever size you want. For me, Baltimore is a two-unit large over. That would be what I put up.
I'm going over 8.5. People shit on Lamar Jackson. Guy, forget about his throwing ability. The guy's a damn good football player.
Agreed.
That's the way I look at it with him. I think that their defense is really good. And I know they lost Suggs, Weddle. Like, they're still a good defense, still well coached. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm going to go over. I wouldn't bet on it.
I'm definitely betting on it. I have bet on it. I've bet a lot of money on it. I've maxed it out at one place. I definitely like the over.
Okay. All right, let's pause here. We were doing over under 985. Those are most of the playoff teams from a year ago.
And I think you've gotten almost all my picks.
And we'll hammer out the rest. We'll make it quicker.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually have a few more. I lied.
Dan got very excited there.
Told you. Listen, got to get animated.
I got a couple of picks coming up in just a little bit, but we'll take a quick breather. It's over under 985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over under 985, we're doing our win totals We got the playoff teams pretty much out of the way.
We're going to have to speed it up here a little bit because...
Yeah, time constraints.
Exactly.
We got to the stuff that mattered. Seattle Seahawks, 8.5.
Someone has to win that division. It's either the Rams or the Seahawks this year. I'd probably lean over, but I don't feel great about it.
Russell Wilson got a lot of money. That team needs to perform.
They've added some players, too.
They're one of the best teams on national television, too.
Agreed, but they always get played tough by their division. Even Arizona and San Francisco, that does worry me a little bit. I'd lean over. Don't feel great about it.
Not betting that one.
No,
definitely. How about the Houston Texans, 8.5? Not touching that. But they should have made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, that's another team in that division. I don't think I can touch that division. I got to be honest with you. I think that is the hardest division for me to read.
Let me just throw this one. Texans are 8.5. Titans are 8. Is there a team between those two that you'd go over?
Shit, I'd almost feel better about the Titans.
Yeah, me too.
But, like, for whatever reason, I still don't think that Mariota leads them to 8 wins. They open up the season versus Cleveland, so, like, to me, that's not a loss. And Taylor DeJuan just got suspended 4 games. I don't know. That team still feels like another year or two away from being good. I lean under Titans over Texans. Again, I do not feel good about that division.
49ers, 8 wins under.
I mean, Jimmy G off the ACL. It's going to take him a year to get back. I mean, really, it took Tom Brady about 3/4 of a year to look like the same player. I think they're very young offensively, very young offensively. Defensively, they're good. They're talented, but they're just so young offensively. I do get a little worried. I mean, Kittle really exploded on the scene last year, which is great, but, man.
I will say this. If they can get either a Deebo Samuel or Jalen Hurd.
But that's my point. Like and they have Dante Pettis. They're just so young offensively. I feel like they're still another year away, too. Under.
Yeah, and they got Tevin Coleman in the backfield.
Matt Breida, who got injured.
And they still have Jerick McKinnon as well.
Yeah.
So they don't have like a big back, you know, unless Austin
Walker. Breida's big. Yeah, Breida's a big dude.
Not terrible. And then they got D4 defensively.
Yep.
They got Buckner. They're a team that looks good, and you like...
They're just very young.
Just 8 points, I'm not going over.
Yeah, you know what they remind me of, Joe? They remind me of like a team you would build in Madden. They're just so young at all these positions, except for quarterback. I just think they're probably a little bit away from becoming a really good team.
Okay. Man, that team. Remember everyone was so hyped up on the 49ers last year?
That was me. I jumped on the hype train. I learned my lesson.
Ready for this one? Jacksonville Jaguars. I see 7.5.
Man.
So I'm going to go over.
I lean over there, too. I see 8. I think they probably win 9 games. Man, someone's going to suck in that division. I have a feeling it might be Indy for whatever reason.
Jacoby Brissett's their quarterback. They're winning 5 games.
Yeah. I mean, really, they're in trouble. Brissett is their quarterback. Jacksonville, I like Nick Foles. I like offensively what they're doing. I'm going over 8.5.
I did too. I'm going over 7.5.
Sorry, over 7.5 is what I mean. Yeah.
8?
Yeah, I think 8 is probably, they probably end up on 8, 9, and 7. Yeah. Don't feel great about that. 7.5 I feel good about.
Carolina Panthers over. I'm going over 7.5. And our buddy Will Brinson from the Pick 6 podcast, high on the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I'm...
But what's the story with Cam Newton's foot?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I mean, why is everyone so high on them? Because McCaffrey and Curtis Samuel?
He looks bigger.
I mean, I like what they have offensively. Don't get me wrong. I just... I don't know. I don't have a great read on this team, but I'll tell you this. I don't think that they're going to be super talented. Cam Newton just doesn't impress me anymore. So
Chris Hogan doesn't impress you?
Chris Hogan doesn't do it for me, no. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd say under.
Oof.
I'd say under.
Wow. Not betting it. Not touching it. How about the New York Jets at 7 wins?
I like the over. I think that if there is going to be a team from the AFC East that emerges this year, it will not be Buffalo, it will be New York. I think that New York has all the pieces. I mean, I know that they just lost their inside linebacker for the year. Blank on his name. Williams.
He got hurt.
He's out for the year, which does kind of suck. He's a good, you know, he was a good core piece of their team. I think the Jets are on in the right direction. I like Gase as the hire. I'm not high on Sam Darnold, Joe. I think he makes too many mistakes, too many turnovers. Everyone loves this kid, but for whatever reason doesn't love their win total. Doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Le'Veon Bell.
They got Le'Veon Bell. I think this team isn't over. I think they probably finish at 8-8. They probably finish second division. Maybe they beat the Pats one time in New York. Don't love them, but I do think that they're better than anyone else in that division. Over.
I don't like betting on first-year coaches, so I'm out on
But he's not a first-year coach because he was in Miami last year, and he knows the division. Like, it would be a different story if it was, you know, a guy coming even from the NFC. But he was in the AFC East last year. He's not coming far. He's very, very familiar with all those teams, and he knows Miami inside and out.
I'll give you an over right here. I'll give you a PP. Denver Broncos, over 7 wins. Lock it up. PP. Joe Flacco is going to be very good for this team. Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, Devin Booker. They drafted Devontae Jackson. Emmanuel Sanders is going to be, you know, their main guy. They really developed a bunch of receivers last year because they had to, because they had nobody else. They drafted Winfrey, who a pretty good player. They got Noah Fant as their tight end. I really like them. Like, I thought last year they were a nice team to bet on. Von Miller's still in the prime of his career. Kareem Jackson's still a good player. I'm going over here for the Joe Flacco factor, that I think he's going to really have a great connection with Fant, and they're going to run the football with Philip Lindsay.
The one thing that worries me about Denver is that everyone loves them.
Really?
Yeah, everyone loves them. Literally everyone I know loves Denver this year. However, if there is going to be one darling that I think goes over this year, I think it's Denver. Chubb looks amazing. Bradley Chubb. Yeah, their defense looks incredible. I think if they can get back to somewhat of what they used to do defensively, they will be a very good team. I'd say over for Denver, too.
Okay.
That's a PP for you, right?
PP?
PP.
I got two PPs. Green Bay.
I think I have 4 now.
And
no, you have 3. You have Indiana under, too.
Indiana under, Green Bay over, and now the Broncos over. Buffalo Bills.
Under.
I'm going under, too. I feel like there's too much hype on LeSean McCoy this year.
Just too much hype on this team in general. Why? Because Josh Allen ran the football a little bit last year? Yeah, I mean, really, what is so appealing about this team, Joe? Everyone likes this team. No one is yet to be able to kind of tell me what is appealing about this team.
I don't either.
And everyone, they're up. Their win total is at 7.5 now. Original open at 6.5. Under PP.
Not touching it.
Yeah, under PP. Easy PP. I don't like it. I'll tell you this. When you see some of these sharper books really not move off the number, it's because they want you to keep pounding the side that's, you know, that's juiced. Buffalo is one of the teams this year. Under.
Detroit Lions. I'd like to say under, but they should win 6 games. They should win 7 games. Will they? Their coach might get fired.
It's up to 6.5 now. I think.
I'd stay away, but if I'm going to touch 6.5.
I think over.
Over.
I think exactly. Over, too. Yeah, I agree. I think over. But I don't feel good about that one at all. Not at all. I wouldn't bet it.
And they look so bad in that preseason game.
Oh, man, they just look bad all preseason.
And Patricia, it's just, ugh.
He's not a coach. He's a defensive coordinator. He's not a coach.
Yeah, I know he looks like you, but.
Yeah, no, my guy is not a coach.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, people are high.
Yeah. I actually think Tampa Bay is going to be better than Carolina. People are high on both those teams this year. I don't really know which one is going to explode. Probably one of those teams will be really good. Tampa Bay did just lose their backup quarterback last night. Blaine Gabbert looked like he, like, completely screwed up his arm. Not that it really matters because, again, he's Blaine Gabbert and he's the backup quarterback. But, yeah, I think probably if I'm going to go under Carolina, I feel like I have to go over Tampa Bay.
Mike Evans, of course, their big guy on offense. Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones.
Jones should be better this year.
He still can't block.
Agreed.
But they did get Ndamukong Suh up front. They drafted Devin White. You got Mike Edwards in their secondary as well. All these draft picks. So this is a team that's talented. They just, I can't.
Winston has to put together a good year.
I can't touch them. Just like I can't touch the Redskins.
If you're going Redskins, it's got to be under. I mean, really, what? There is no.
There's hostility on that team.
There's hostility. There's no reliability. I think the coach sucks. There's no continuity about how good they are.
Who's the quarterback?
We don't know. It's probably Case Keenum. It's probably Case Keenum. You can't put in Haskins if they don't have a left tackle. You can't do it. Unless Keenum gets murdered, which probably will. Haskins does not look ready for the pros. It's under for me. Under six for me.
I'll give you a PP. Under six games, Cincinnati Bengals. Under.
Yeah, I feel good about that, too. I've not been able to find an under that hasn't been heavily juiced in most places. But at five dimes, it's under minus 125. You know what, Joe? Let's ride that PP together under six for Cincinnati.
Boom. I've already talked about this one. Under six games, New York Giants. They won five last year. Their wide receiving position is terrible. And it's going to make Eli Manning look terrible.
Yeah.
Then do they pull the trigger and go with Daniel Jones?
They'll have to go with Jones at some point this year. Barkley, I think Barkley is going to bring them to a position where they're good. I think six is the number. I think they win six games on the dot this year. But that's it.
I'll take the under.
Yeah. I would lean over, but I don't feel good about that either. Actually, you know what? I think I lean under in that division.
Okay.
It's close. I wouldn't touch it.
Oakland Raiders, 6.5, under.
Yeah, I actually disagree. I think this team is going to be an over team this year.
God.
Yeah, but the problem is that you can't have so many overs in the division, so I have to say under, but I do think they win like seven games. The division is going to be a slugfest this year. They are all going to kill each other. Kansas City is clearly the most talented team.
Okay, and then we'll wrap it up here with Arizona, five games with their rookie quarterback.
Arizona's up to 5.5. I'm going under.
I'm going under. Cliff Kingsbury, it's going to be a tough year, bud. Sorry. And then we already talked about the Dolphins. I lean under.
Yep. That wraps it up. There's your win totals.
On the other side here, we'll do a quick divisions, conference, Super Bowl.
I'll give you a few plays, though.
College football week zero. And maybe we'll take a stab at the NFL MVP. Coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over under 985. Now, I've been that idiot before that's bet the Patriots minus 700 to win the AFC East.
They're minus 360.
Yeah, lay it.
Listen, you know me. I'm not exactly a big proponent of laying lines, but minus 360 is value.
Would you bet 3,600 to win 1,000 on the Patriots to win the East?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I would.
Yes.
I would.
So, Patriots in the East. AFC North, Dan, you like Cleveland.
I like Cleveland. It's Cleveland or Baltimore. I think you could feel good about dropping.
What's Baltimore?
320. Odds? 320. I think you could feel pretty good about going Baltimore for 1.5 units of plus 140 and dropping a unit on Baltimore. I think you cannot lose that. I think Cleveland is going to win division. I think Baltimore will come in a close second.
AFC West, Kansas City should be the favored. Chargers are going to be hanging around. Denver should be better, and the Raiders should be better.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it.
But Kansas City is probably your favorite.
Yeah, Kansas City is definitely my favorite.
And then the AFC South, man, I don't know.
No, I'm definitely not touching it.
Colts are out.
But here's the thing. If you want to dabble a little bit, I don't like the Colts to win it, right? They're minus 110. Field versus the AFC South. Field versus the Colts, minus 110. So give me the field at minus 110. The other way you could do it, and I don't like this way as much, But you could take the Texans plus 320, the Jaguars plus 400, and the Titans plus 575.
And still come away with money.
And still come away with the money, correct. Wow. I think the field is a much better option. You'll make more money that way. But if you want to go for a little bit of a home run with the Titans, it's 575.
I like that bet. Like, if you put $50 on those three teams, you'll win money. I mean, it might not be a lot.
The other thing you could do is you could drop two units on the field and play, you know, half a unit on the Jags, half a unit on the Titans.
If you had to make a conference winner, to me, it's the Patriots.
So AFC?
Yeah, and if I went outside the box, it has to be Cleveland or the Chargers.
So we talked about betting Patriots every year. I will not be betting the Patriots to win the conference this year. Mm. I think that this is...
Four Super Bowls in a row.
I think they're done. Like, I'm not saying they're done for good. I'm just saying they're done this year. I think there's going to be a little bit of a step back. They're changing what they're doing, a lot more running. It's going to be a slight adjustment. I have Kansas City to win the conference at plus 300 or plus 350, and Cleveland to win the conference at plus 675. I have both, and I've laid a couple of units on both.
You know, the Browns kind of remind me of the 96 Patriots with Drew Bledsoe. All that young talent that finally
cocky,
started playing well.
Cocky, coming in, you know, and coming out, yep.
And then lost to, obviously, Brett Favre.
I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I do feel good about one of the Chiefs and the Browns making the Super Bowl this year.
NFC West, Rams.
Yeah, I don't know who else I'd go with, honestly. They're minus 150. Yeah, I mean, I don't love them. I think they're going to regress a bit, but I don't know who else I'd pick there. I don't think Seattle wins, but... Obviously, you want to put a unit on LA at minus 150 and a unit on at Seattle plus 315. I don't think you can go wrong. Mm. I think that's that'll push it worse.
NFC South, Saints.
I'm gonna be a little bit different. One team we actually never talked about the total, Atlanta Falcons. I don't think we ever talked about their win total for whatever reason. I like Atlanta this year. I think Atlanta is going to be good. I think Atlanta wins that division. Atlanta plus 380 for me. Let me see if I can pull up their win total, by the way, while we do this here.
Did I pass that one?
I think we might have passed it.
Eight and a half.
Yeah. I like over. I like Atlanta over. I think Atlanta wins that division. I think Saints are a wild card team this year.
Okay. And then the NFC North. I have the Packers.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to agree with you. I think I'm going to go with Green Bay as well. And I think the Bears or the Vikings will be fighting for that wild card spot.
Okay, and then the NFC East, I'm going Cowboys.
I'm going Dallas. Yeah. We're both Dallas.
The Cowboys or Eagles for me.
I'm going Dallas. To me, I think Dallas is the best team. It's certainly not the Redskins and certainly not the Giants. So, to me, Philadelphia is minus 135 to win the NFC East. Dallas is plus 160. You're not making a lot of money there, but everything counts.
I'm going Saints to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Dallas. I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to go Dallas this year. I think Dak Prescott is, you know, really good. I think or has been really good the past couple of years. And I was very critical of Dak early on in his career. But I think that he's starting to learn how to throw the ball downfield. Their running game's good. Their offensive line is the best in the game, probably still. Their defense is still talented, as long as they don't have too many injuries. I like Dallas. Kind of surprise pick. I think you lay money on the Browns, Chiefs, and Dallas to win the Super Bowl. That's what I would say. Those are my picks. I know every Patriots fan is going to think I'm an idiot and an asshole and whatever. I apologize. And this is just honestly... That's honestly how I feel. That's true. Also, can I give one more fun little bet? Baltimore finished second in the AFC North, plus 225. I like that.
Odds to win the MVP. Mahomes is the favorite. Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield tied for second with Carson Wentz. I'm going to give you a off-the-dark dark horse. Deshaun Watson.
Why Watson?
Just think he's going to be everything for the Texans. I think he's going to be everything for them.
Okay.
And I'll give you another one.
I can't pull up. I'm trying to pull up the
Can I give you another dark horse?
Yeah, please do.
Nick Foles. I believe he's plus 6,600.
I'm working on pulling up the
I got him here. So I got...
Okay.
I got... You know, and Russell Wilson's always in the conversation, right?
Always, yeah.
If he can get them into the playoffs again, Russell Wilson a plus 2,500. But yeah, the favorite's Patrick Mahomes.
To me, the MVP this year is Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
I like Lamar Jackson. Here we go. I found the AP MVP. Lamar Jackson's at plus 3,000. I've seen it on my local. It's still plus 3,300. Lamar Jackson, I'll be sprinkling a little bit there. The other one I like, and this is more of a long shot, kind of like, you know, whatever. I'd say Christian McCaffrey at plus 6,600 just does everything, Joe. And again, almost never do running backs win MVPs. It's kind of like I don't really like it. But if you're looking for something outside of the box, McCaffrey would be the one I would go.
Mm. All right. Well, that's our breakdown.
You have anything for Coach of the Year?
Jeez.
Anything for Coach of the Year? I'll give you mine quickly. I'll go Freddie Kitchens, 1,100. I think he's going to have the Browns winning a lot of games this year, so I think that, to me, he'll probably have that. I don't have anything for Defensive Player of the Year. It's just, I feel like it's always a crapshoot and very hard to bet. Do you have anything for AP Rookie of the Year, Joe? Any player, any rookie you think is going to stand out and kind of explode on the scene this year?
I don't have it.
Well, I can. Who do you like this year? Anyone?
Jeez. I don't know.
So I'll give you one that I like. I like Mecole Hardman plus 1,800 from Kansas City. I think that he is going to be have a very good year. Also, David Montgomery from Chicago has looked fantastic in a few of these games. He's plus 1,500. That's some decent value. JJ Arcega-Whiteside to me is the long shot you're looking at, plus 6,000. He is the long shot. Defensive this year, Joe, I'll give you this. Josh Allen plus 1,500 of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I love. This kid looks like the real deal, Joe. I've watched him in two games now. He looks like the real deal. That kid can play.
I'll take Kyler Murray.
He's plus 150. Mm. So you're not getting a lot of value there.
Favorite square play.
Yeah. And then comeback player of the year. I don't really have one.
Nope.
It's too hard for me to kind of do that.
Who was hurt and come? I'll say Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers is the comeback player of the year.
He's plus 800. Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He is not on the list. How about Antonio Brown? You want to give us
sure,
an Antonio Brown?
Sure, the crazy guy with the helmet. All right, there's our NFL look around. Man, we broke down every single team. Holy crap. And next week, we are actually going to talk a lot of college football and start looking at the week one odds. We got week zero coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
All right, two games, week zero breakdown. We've kind of been doing it the last 3 weeks, but 7 o'clock Eastern time, Miami versus Florida at Orlando, neutral site. I like the Gators minus 7. If it goes to 7.5, by the half a point, I like the Gators. I like Franks. I like what Dan Mullen has done with that offense. I know that Diaz has taken over at Miami. I think Frank Reich got out at the wrong time, got out at the right time, because that team's going to suck this year. Now, it's not the turnover chain type defense for Miami. They're going with a freshman quarterback. I think Franks is going to be the real deal. Low scoring game, but overall, I like the 7 points with Florida. I think it will be a contested game. Give me Florida minus 7. I'd go under, but the total's been kind of beat down already, Dan.
It's down to 46. Opened it, I think, at 53. It's actually up today. If it was up from, like, 45 yesterday.
If it's 47 at game time, I'll go under.
Yeah, I'm still probably not going to. I'm probably not playing this game today. I don't feel great about it. I think if I had a lean, I'd probably go Miami plus 7. Florida, to me, is very unknown offensively still. We still are very unsure of what we think we're going to get from them offensively. You like Franks? I don't like Franks. I think that he's average. I think that he's average quarterback. I don't love him. So to me, I think Miami is the play. I know starting a freshman quarterback, it is a neutral site game, which kind of makes me feel a little bit better about that. I will be honest with you, though. I won't be playing that. Joe, late tonight, the Degen Joe Murray Hawaiian special. Arizona goes into Hawaii 10:30 tonight, laying 11 versus the Rainbow Warriors.
What t-shirt am I wearing?
You are wearing the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors t-shirt.
You know why? Because I'm fading that ass.
You're fading them.
Going with Khalil Tate. It's the running back's name from Arizona who's awesome. Arizona, baby, minus 11. Sumlin, riding it.
I hate Sumlin.
And I love Cole McDonald.
Sumlin is a garbage
I love
coach.
Cole McDonald. I love betting on Hawaii. Tonight? No. I will say this. I'm having a change of heart on the total.
Total's at 72. I'm
starting to lean under a little bit.
This is going to be a rock fight to me. To me, it's an over game.
That's what I originally thought.
I still feel an over game. I think this is going to be a rock fight. This is going to be a
bar fight.
Arizona's going to have to score 40 to win tonight. That's how I feel. Hawaii's going to put up a few points here. I can see Arizona being up 21-0 early on and being like, "What the hell? This game wasn't even close." I can see Hawaii leading and winning this game. I'll tell you this, Hawaii is a very, very public dog tonight. And to me, public dogs usually smell bad.
Yes.
I'm going Arizona tonight, minus 11.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
Not a PP. I'm not going to play anything this weekend, but I'm going to drop a little bit of cash on Arizona myself just because I want to watch this game, have some fun betting it. I don't love anything tonight, but man, Joe, Thursday next week. College football starts. So I believe it starts at 7 o'clock, Joe.
Is it the MAC first game?
I believe the Thursday first game is UCLA Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's quarterback.
Then we got Georgia Tech Clemson, Florida International Tulane, Texas State Texas A&M, Kent State Arizona State, Utah BYU. I don't think we're going to have time to do a podcast next week by the time for these games. Do you want to pick these now?
I like Cincinnati a lot, even though UCLA and Chip Kelly is going to be a good offense.
To me, Cincinnati's win total is at 6.5. This is the most important game on their schedule for their win total. They win this, it's probably going over. They lose this game, it's probably going under. I think that UCLA, year two, I think this is Chip Kelly's time. I think Cincinnati lost a lot last year. I like UCLA Thursday. I'm going to give out my play. I'll probably give out a play or two Thursday. I do like UCLA, though, plus the 3.5.
All right. That's it.
Do you have any other plays you want to talk about Thursday?
I'll probably tweet them out.
You want to talk about them quickly? Fine. I got you here. Georgia Tech Clemson. Clemson's minus 36.5.
Clemson kicks their ass.
I think Clemson's probably going to beat them by 50. FIU Tulane. Tulane was a really good team last year, came up out of nowhere. FIU, to me, is still the play at 2. I'm hoping it moves back to 3. It was at 3. Sharp said it's 2. I'm hoping it goes back to 3. I think FIU is going to be very tough in that division this year. I think they're going to be good. Texas State, Texas A&M. This line was at 36 the other day. It's down to 33.5. Texas A&M has a weird depth chart. Mond is not in the right position. Their depth chart looks weird. So I think there's been some movement on that. Texas State plus 33.5. I'm not touching this one. I think it's bad to look at anything for Texas State, whose coaches are interesting, to say the least. We can talk about that later. But yeah, Texas State, probably would not touch it. I'm not touching that game. Kent State versus Arizona State. Arizona State minus 25, Joe. I think Arizona State blows them out.
Your boy, the coach.
Yeah, Herm Edwards. I think Arizona State's going
to play to win the game.
I think Arizona State's going to
blow Manny, whatever his name
out.
Is, that quarterback that was there forever.
Correct.
And no N'Keal Harry.
No N'Keal Harry. I think Arizona State is going to blow them out, minus 25. I like Arizona State minus 25.
Remember I was talking so much shit about Manny, the quarterback? He liked it on
Manny Wilkins, Twitter. Yep.
Manny Wilkins,
yep.
There you go.
Yep. Final
I was like,
game.
He sucks, and he starts liking
final
all the tweets.
I know, that was funny. That was funny as hell. Final game of Thursday, Joe. Utah BYU.
All right. We're going Utah. Utah, baby.
Okay, I'm going BYU plus the 5.
Oh, remember listen, I'll tell you this much. You said bar fight? This is going to be like the holy war.
This is the holy war. What do you mean it's like the holy war? This is the holy war, Joe. So you're going Utah?
I like you. Yeah. Okay. But the BYU quarterback is good.
He is. It's not Mangum anymore, thank God.
That guy sucked.
It was 6.5 when it opens, down the 5.5. Sharps agree with me. I like BYU plus 5.
Utah should win the game, but who covers?
The over-under lowest of the week at 48.
Over.
I'm going to be a little square. I'm going under.
It's like a 28-24 game. Is my man? That's good. Yeah, over.
My favorite play of week one, FIU plus 2. I think they're going to win that game outright, beat Tulane. I like Tulane. Tulane's a very good team this year. But FIU plus 2 would be my play there. That's my favorite pick.
I got to go do a radio show.
We'll probably have
It's been fun. That was a long-ass podcast.
It was a podcast. What are you thinking? Thursday podcast for the weekend college football games?
Yeah. And like we got that. NFL, right, next week?
We have NFL next week. Yep. So we can do what we'll do this week. We'll probably week one of college football. Then the week afterwards.
Yeah, we
got to
do it before Labor Day weekend. Yep. Wednesday or Thursday will be a new podcast. Thursday will be.
Probably Thursday.
All right, this has been the Over Under 985 podcast.
Who you got?
Who you got?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.